He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the June 12th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've got a win streak alive here. How many days in a row have you done radio now?
This is the fourth this week, right?
Man, I'm telling you, you're going to just want to take over my seat here pretty soon and wear the good headphones, you know. Stephen Gunderson by my side. Well, let's see what we've got going on here. The Dow was down more, but it's starting to make a little bit of a comeback here. We are now down 28 points on the Dow, 16,816. The S&P 500 is down 3 points. The S&P 500 is at 1,940. We've got the NASDAQ down about 6 right now. We have the NASDAQ at 4,326. Gold is up 0.5%. Gold is at $1,267 per ounce. Crude oil. Here's the story.
What have you been saying?
Here's the story of the day. Here's the story of the week. Here's the story of the month. Crude oil, 106.02, as Iraq completely is melting down and falling into the hands of Al-Qaeda. The future does not look very good there. The euro is at 1.35. The 10-year yield is at 2.63% right now, as there is a little bit of a movement here. A little bit of flight to safety as geopolitical events are now flavoring this market and affecting this market. What will become of the northern Iraq oil fields? They've already fallen into the hands of Al-Qaeda, and it looks like the southern oil fields are next. And we've got 106 oil today by the energy stocks. And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Are you vice president yet, Stephen?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, what's your card say?
Technically, I'm VP of operations.
There you go. Vice president of operations. I mean, any kinds of issues that we have with our trading systems, with our printer.
With anything that goes wrong
with
in the
refrigerator,
office. Yeah.
You know, soda stream.
If spill your soda somewhere.
If we're out of Mountain Dew syrup for the soda stream, that's what a chief operating officer does.
I'm on it.
And, of course, CEOs, well, I wear many hats here, too. I clean up carpets. I answer angry phone calls. I, you know, just everything. It's a fun business. And it's one that keeps you on your toes. The story, the big story, and then we'll get to the secondary story here. The big story is Iraq. This is the big story. $106 per barrel oil. I hope you're prepared to pay a lot more at the pump here in coming weeks and days. You know what? The market was down triple digits on Wednesday. Our accounts were up. Weren't they that day? Overall. Now, I can't say that every single account in our... But overall, our money under management, assets under management, it's called AUM in this business, was up. Why? Because we have a heavy weighting in heavy crude. And we have a light weighting in other areas of the market right now. I believe that the energy stocks are this year's biotech stocks. Now, are they bottle rockets like the biotech stocks were last year? Are they triple-digit gainers? No. But take a look at charts. Cimarex Energy. Take a look at Continental Resources. Take a look at Concho. I just took a look at a couple in my trading account. I own this ERX, which is energy 3 times. When did I buy that thing in my trading account?
March 28th.
And how much is it up since then?
It's up 32% since then.
32% since I purchased that thing in my personal trading account, which I publish every weekend in my newsletter. Big story, Iraq. Secondary story, Harvard. Hey, you know, you've got a... I have a nephew who is a professor at Harvard.
That's right.
He's a PhD. He earned his PhD at Stanford. He then went to the University of Texas and rooted for the Longhorns. First, he was a Cardinal fan. I think he was there when, who's the Indianapolis quarterback?
Andrew Luck.
He was there when Andrew Luck was there. And who's the running back on the Minnesota Vikings?
Toby Gerhart.
Toby Gerhart was there. Then he transferred to Texas and in Austin and was a professor there. Young kid, young family, smart kid. Somewhere the Gunderson family, I don't know, there was, must have been a guy back in Norway that had some pretty good brain cells, you know, because there are some smart people in the Gunderson family. And then he was recruited and is now a professor at Harvard. But yesterday, the Harvard Endowment Fund, okay, $30 billion worth of donations and whatnot that have been given to Harvard, and they use this money for a lot of useful things at Harvard, like building new libraries or hiring, wooing away top professors, endowment type of stuff. Over the last 5 years, the woman running the Harvard Endowment Fund has averaged 1.7% per year. Now, during that same time, the market has averaged more in the 15% area. How in the world can an Ivy League school, supposedly the best and the brightest, running their fund for 5 years, perform so miserably? Well, we went in and downloaded their, I believe it's the 13F filing, I want to say, which lists quarterly any institution their holdings. And I went through that list. I'm going to go through it in depth today, but I went through it very quickly yesterday. And what did I find? I found that they only had a 10% weighting in the United States of America, in the U.S. stock market. Instead, they were heavily weighted in the following countries: Brazil, which has been full of corruption for the last several years, and the five-year average of Brazil is about 1.5%.
Well, that makes sense.
And, of course, they're hoping for political change in their October elections this year. I found a heavy weighting in India, which finally ousted the old and brought in the new. They were also run by a completely corrupt socialistic government. All right, and look at the results in their stock market, and Harvard had a heavy weighting there. Thirdly, they were heavily invested in China, and China has basically gone nowhere in 5 years, and of course, there's no corruption in China at all, is there?
No.
No.
Not at all.
And the fourth country they were heavily invested in was Russia. And of course, Russia's out front and honest in everything that they do. Putin, you can trust the guy. And, you know, their economy is a free market economy, and there's no bribery or graft or anything. I found it amazing that they were heavily invested. We're talking 60% in these four markets, I want to say. Brazil, India, Russia, China. I think Harvard should have invested in free enterprise, or what's left of it. The American markets have averaged 15% over the last 5 years, while these four emerging markets. Now, I am now invested in India. We have a little exposure to China. I have a little exposure to Russia, this Russian gas company, which is flying right now. Why? Because there's political change underway in those countries, and they're going back to a free market system because they found that the other way didn't work so good. And you know what? My app has kept me out of those markets for the last 2.5-3 years.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds like the Harvard Endowment Fund, if they would have just had the Best Stocks Now app, they could have doubled that fund over the last 5 years. Instead of being $30 billion today, I would guess that it would be about $60 billion today.
Very well could be.
Yeah. I mean, if you look
instead
at our...
Instead, it's the same.
Yeah, instead, it's exactly the same. So you could say, well, she didn't lose any money. She made some money while she was there. That's not the correct way to look at this. The correct way to look at this is she missed out on an opportunity to make $30 billion. And look at what they could have done with that $30 billion. Look what they could do today with $60 billion instead of $30 billion. Instead, they've had to cut a lot of their plans and their programs that they wanted to help the school with because of the poor performance of this fund. Well, she's gone. Apparently, this past week, she's been relieved of her duties, and they're bringing in somebody new. I don't know who it is, but I would invest in free markets and capitalism and countries that try to, you know what? Countries with the least corruption, let's put it that way. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we just talked a little bit about the, unexcusable performance. Unexcusable at the Harvard Endowment Fund. Now, I don't know what was in her head and what she was thinking. You know, there's several possibilities. Maybe she thought, hey, the emerging markets are going to outperform the U.S. markets over the next 4 or 5 years, and I'm going to heavily weight in these emerging markets. But she was wrong. When do you admit you were wrong? And when do you say, look, on a relative basis, the U.S. markets are just blowing the emerging markets away? Okay? Now, I don't know if her, if she had political views that she was trying to follow. I really don't know what was behind her thinking into weighting so heavily into the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China. Four economies that are so loaded with regulations and corruption, and everything you can do to strangle an economy has been done in those countries. You know, China, yeah, you can say free markets and all, but there's a lot of corruption and bribery that goes. So, you know what? Investing in corruption and bribery is probably not a very good theme to build a portfolio on. You say, well, Gunderson, you've been investing in India. Well, they had a major change. They ousted the old, and they're bringing in the new. And from everything I can understand, he sounds like a free market kind of guy that wants to rebuild this Indian economy. Now's the time to invest in India, not 5 years ago. So, hey, whatever, it is unacceptable, the performance that she put in over the last 5 years. There was a big, big editorial about it in the New York Times. And I read a Barron's interview with her, too, and it was like they were praising her. And how can people copy what you've been doing at Harvard? Really? I want to copy what she's been doing? I want to do just the opposite. Anyways, that's my 2 cents, or my 2 pesos, or my 2 rubles, or my 2 rupees, or whatever. Just inexcusable. And you know what? I don't think I saw any energy stocks in her portfolio, probably because they pollute the environment. I don't know. Look, I don't know what was behind her thinking, but we're going to go to Denver, Colorado. That's one of the things that we get to do on this show, is we get to transport ourselves to companies all over the country and sometimes all over the world. I believe we featured this stock on the air before, but we're going to do it again as it's hitting new highs. You know, with the market down triple digits yesterday, look what Carrizo Oil and Gas did yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It broke out to new all-time highs.
Yeah.
Now, this is one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive growth accounts. And what would you say would be one of the factors why this is in our aggressive growth account, Stephen?
It's got a market cap of just under $3 billion.
Yeah, which makes it a
small cap.
And in fact, in the app, one of the features of the app is I've put every stock, I've given it a risk profile.
Yep.
And you can see that the risk profile next to Carrizo is aggressive. Okay? So a guy who's an aggressive investor, or a gal who's an aggressive growth investor and looking to build a team of 25 or 30 on their roster of the very best aggressive growth stocks out there right now, could do a sort on the app. In fact, let's just look at the app here real quickly. If you go here to sectors, all right, and if you click on... actually you go to stocks, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, and then you click on aggressive, all right, aggressive profile, and it will rank the top aggressive stocks, separates them out. United Rentals is number one. Do I have the free version?
Yeah.
I have the free version.
Let me log you in.
No, never mind. We'll go back to Carrizo. But Carrizo would be one of the top aggressive stocks right now. Okay?
You can search it by that.
Yeah, you can search.
Trust us.
For the highest ranked aggressive stocks at any given point in time. And here's why Carrizo is one of the top ranked aggressive stocks and why we own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. Let's first begin with performance. Check. Why don't you go through the performance there, Stephen?
All right, well, let's see. In the last 10 years, Carrizo has averaged 21.1% per year, and the market's only done 5.6%. So
okay.
Four times better almost.
How would you like to have a sports franchise that has done four times better than all the other teams in the in the sport?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. We'd be wearing their hats and their
well,
jerseys.
Well, I've been a Lakers fan, so it was okay. Like that.
Okay, all right. It used to be.
Yeah. I'm still am. It's just harder.
Yes.
Okay, the last 5 years, it's averaged 25.6% per year, and the market's done 15.5%. The last 3 years, it's done a solid 20%, and the market's 15%, so just a little better.
Now, listen to this. How about the last 12 months?
Here's your favorite part. It's up 140% in the last 12 months.
What's that momentum grade?
A plus.
And what's the long-term performance grade?
A minus.
Okay. We have a top-performing stock. Might this be the Miami Heat right now?
Maybe the Spurs, right?
Yeah, or the San Antonio Spurs, which is a very good franchise. Small market town. Hats off to them. Now you say, all right, Bill, you've talked a lot about momentum and how fleeting it is. Is there a solid base of fundamentals underneath this stock? Okay, let's go to, for that, we go to the valuation, all right? And what do we see here valuation-wise? Forward PE. Let's go over the forward PE, Stephen, the growth rate and the PEG ratio.
Sounds good. So the forward PE ratio is 15.8%.
Yeah, not percent. 15,
I mean, yes,
yeah,
my bad.
15.8, which means that you take $63 per share. Earnings next year are about almost $4, $3.98, and we get 15.8 when we divide those two together. Now, 15.8 is a discount to the overall market. My market average right now of the 3,800 stocks is 18.5 right now. Okay, now let's compare that with the estimated growth rate over the next 5 years.
Now, the analysts think that over the next 5 years, it's going to average 26.5% per year.
No, that's what they've got estimated.
So
now,
it's trading at a discount.
Yeah, that's right. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate, which shows up in the PEG ratio.
That's right, of 0.60.
That's right, 0.60, okay? 0.6 or 0.60, you're correct. Okay, now let's take 398 in earnings. Let's grow them by 26% per year. Now, we don't have that calculation here, but you can do that on a spreadsheet, which I have done. And then let's apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for an energy company that explores, produces, and transports oil and natural gas in the United States. And we come up with a five-year target price of?
$119.
All right.
And what's it at today?
64. 90% upside potential. Well, you know, there's no guarantees in the market. But we have value. We have performance, and out of 3,838 stocks, Carrizo comes in at number 48, symbol CRZO, and we disclose that it is a position here at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just completed my little stint on a Channel 6, and boy, I talked about the situation in Iraq. And of course, to the end line, I mean, at the end of the row where the water's running, we're at the end of the row, the consumer, right? And the question I got from Heather, what's her last name? Do we know? We need to find out their names. I sat right behind him. He's the anchor for the morning news at the Padre game the other night, and I couldn't remember his last name, but Mark and Heather are the anchors here in San Diego in the mornings. They do like a four-hour stint on the morning news.
It's got to be hard.
And Heather asked me, or Mark asked me, does this mean higher gasoline prices? How can it not?
Yeah.
How can it not translate into higher gasoline prices? And I don't think we've seen the top on oil. You know, I gave up trying to predict interest rates. I gave up a long time ago trying to predict commodity rates, commodity prices. But that Iraq situation, that is not good. You know, the northern oil fields of Iraq, I mean, it's not only not good for the oil user and consumer, but what's that do for the economy of Iraq? I mean, they're blowing up and sabotaging the pipeline. Don't they think? Doesn't that help to have revenues coming in? Shouldn't somebody take control of that pipeline and make sure that the money is flowing into Iraq for the people and the schools and the hospitals and on and on and on and on and on, infrastructure? But no, you know, it's taken hostages. The pipeline runs into Turkey. They've taken a bunch of Turks. ExxonMobil, which was repairing the pipeline, has fled the area. Would you leave your employees there? Heck no. And now the Al-Qaeda forces are moving towards Baghdad and then the southern oil fields of Iraq. And basically, I mean, what's left of the Iraq military and the Iraq police, they're just throwing up their hands and waving the white flag. Mm-hmm. So this situation is a powder keg right now. And like I say, the only way the individual consumer can hedge what they're going to be paying at the gas pump here is by investing in the energy patch, okay? Right. Now, there's a lot of ways to do that, obviously, okay? Yeah, you can go out and buy gas futures. I wouldn't be doing that. I think taking a longer-term stance that, hey, America is – if this isn't a wake-up call that we need to be energy independent, what is? Okay?
I don't know.
Are we going to rely on Libya? Are we going to rely on Nigeria? Boko Haram? Are we going to rely on Venezuela? Our friend down there, you know, our friends down in Venezuela, communist country. We're going to really rely on these people for our energy needs to run our economy? Obviously, I'm very outspoken on this subject, but it's just common sense. Isn't this just a dose of common sense? And especially when we have the reserves here in America. Oh, but let's not frack. Somebody might get sick downstream. Have there been any instances of this? Maybe you can find one or two, you know, but I think these companies are pretty careful in what they do. Because you've got to look at what the alternative is. The alternative is being dependent on these countries that are melting down. The other alternative is obviously alternative energy, wind and solar. Let's all get an electric car and let's all convert our homes to solar power and let's get rid of all the power plants. We're years away from that. Look around here downtown. How many skyscrapers and buildings and boats and cars and airplanes and everything? How long, how far are we away from being on alternative energy sources? We're a long ways away. Now, there's some sailboats down there at the harbor.
Yeah.
And last night I watched a regatta out my window. It was way better than the Padre game. I watched about 50 sailboats, big billowing sails, you know, beautiful, colorful. And I'm all for wind and solar, but we're just not there yet. In the interim, we need to be smart here in America. And we need to take advantage of what God has given us in the way of natural resources. And these important companies like Carrizo and Continental Resources and the one that we're going to talk about next to at least get us through until we are off of fossil fuels, okay? You kind of have to wean yourself away from fossil fuels. It doesn't happen overnight, okay? All right, we're going to talk about another. Guess what kind of stock today? Energy stock, another one that we own. Let's open up our app, beststocksnowapp.com, number 6 in the world yesterday, and type in CXO, all right? Do that for me.
Yep.
And let's also open the Best Stocks Now book for a minute, written in February of 2011. And let's take a look at one of the stocks that was in that book at that time. At what price was Concho Resources?
Let's see. We have it at $101.
Okay, but it's split, I believe, since then. Let me make sure of that. I believe it's done a stock split since then. I want to make sure. I don't want to give false information out here. Concho Resources, actually, I haven't done the math on that one yet, but it is at $141 per share back in 2011. No, it hasn't split. Okay, so it's gone. It's up 40% since I wrote the book. But what's it doing today?
Breaking out.
Has it ever been
it
at 100?
It broke out yesterday, too.
It broke out yesterday, and it broke out in April, and it broke out in February, and it broke out in October. Concho Resources, CXO, is a company that's headquartered in Midland, Texas. You know what? We did feature this one recently, but that's okay. I'm going to feature it until people hear me on this. Now, this isn't a recommendation, but these are perfect examples of what this stock market year is all about, 2014. Last year, it would have been a biotech breaking out like that, wouldn't it?
Yep.
This year, it's energy stocks breaking out like this. And there's lots of ways to get exposure to energy. There's energy mutual funds. There's natural resource mutual funds. There's all kinds of exchange-traded funds that are linked to the energy, the oil sector, the oil service sector. You can actually buy USO, which is simply traces the commodity price. You see that breakout on USO today?
Yeah.
That goes right in tandem with light sweet crude. I'll tell you what else you can buy. UGA, unleaded gas. Did you know you can invest in unleaded gas? Look at the breakout on UGA today.
Yeah.
Now, she asked me, are we going to be paying more in gas prices going forward?
It's only a matter of time.
It probably tomorrow.
Probably.
Yeah, for the weekend.
I can't wait.
You going to L.A. this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
Okay, well, you're driving to Chicago this weekend, you're going to be paying a lot more. Just wait until the 4th of July weekend.
Oh.
Okay, why do we own Concho? Let's begin number one. Put it in perspective, Stephen. Where does this one fit in the risk profile?
All right, the market cap is $14 billion, so okay. That makes it a large cap.
That's right, over $10 billion. Now, I have it as a moderate profile because it's not a big dividend payer. It's still an energy stock. They're still a little more volatile than a lot of other stocks.
So if you're a mix of aggressive and conservative,
and
it's
in
a
fact,
good stock for you.
We own it in our aggressive account, and we own it in our
conservative.
And in fact, yesterday I instructed you, anybody who's opened an account with me in the last couple weeks, to add to this position.
That's right.
Correct? All right, and we did.
I think that was one of them.
And it's one of our largest positions right now. Now, let's take a look at the performance of Concho. Go through the five-year and the one-year on Concho CXO.
All right. The last 5 years, it's delivered 33.7% per year, and the market's done 15%, so it's doubled.
Yep.
And then the last 3 years, it's done
last
much
1 year.
Let's
do that 1 year average.
All right, it's up 60%, and the market's up 20%.
And now how about the last 3 months?
It's up 17% compared to the market at 4%.
And by the way, all of these stocks are in my newsletter and my model portfolios. If you look at my model portfolios right now, you're going to see a lot of energy stocks, and not just average ones, ones I consider to be the best. And of course, we sent out the newsletter. I'll be writing it again this weekend. You can go to my website, which is pwstreet.com, and you can see exactly what we own. You can see all the winners and all the losers in the portfolios and the net results. And who knows, you may get some good ideas for your own portfolio. If you got a 401k at work, I've got a 401k portfolio for you to follow along with. Now, let's do the valuation here on Concho real fast. Concho's a little bit more on the expensive side. But still, you know, the PEG ratio is not under 1. It comes in at 1.16. But I have a 5-year target on Concho of 262. The stock is currently trading at 140. It has 90% upside potential. We track 3,836 stocks here at Gunderson Capital Management. Steven, where does Concho come in at?
Number 93 overall.
And it's a stock we own in our aggressive growth accounts and in our conservative growth accounts. Get even with higher oil prices, higher gas prices on the way. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And so far we talked about the situation in Iraq, which is causing the oil stocks to just bust loose right now. And of course, we've been sitting waiting. We've had our bait in the water, and now it's being chewed up. And man, we've got some fish on right now, don't we? We've got some hookups going
on. That's right.
In many, many oil stocks in this market right now. We were positioned in the right place. I want to talk a little bit in the final moments here of how we got positioned in the right place. And we've also talked about the Harvard Endowment Fund, which was positioned in the wrong place for 5 years. And we talk about this concept all of the time, being in the right place at the right time. Good old Dr. John and his song, "I was in the right place and it must have been the wrong," you know, what a character he is. I've seen him live in concert. You want to be in the right place at the right time, and you don't want to be in the wrong or the bad neighborhoods. Now, as we look at our current sector rankings in the market, what's the number two? Oh, is this the... What's the number two sector? What's the U.S. oil and exploration, okay? That's number three. What's number four?
Oil and gas exploration.
All right. What's number seven?
I don't know. Healthcare?
No.
Oh,
eight.
Transportation.
No. It was that eight? U.S.
Eight. Yeah, energy sector.
U.S. energy sector. Okay, now, where was energy last year? I don't know that we ever even owned. Maybe we dabbled.
It was in like the B range.
Yeah.
We don't even look at that.
No, we don't even look at that. We were in pharmaceuticals last year. We were in drug stocks. We were in biotechs. And we were in internet and social media.
Yep.
That's where we were heavily weighted last year.
And technology.
And this year, look what the apps told us to do. The app kept us out of the emerging markets during that time that Harvard, let me say that again. Didn't Harvard have a really good basketball player this year that got drafted really high? I thought
their team did good.
Whatever became of that Harvard basketball player that was all the rage of the New York Knicks for a while?
Oh, Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin.
Oh, yeah, he's on the Rockets.
He's on the Rockets now. Was he kind of a one-and-done kind of guy?
He had a good year. He got a big contract. He's just been average.
All right. So Harvard...
That's how it usually works.
...might be known for some things, but as far as their endowment fund performance over the last 5 years, 1.7% average. how much would our phones be ringing here? How many people would we still have as clients if we averaged 1.7% per year over the last 5 years? And we've kind of traced what her problem was. She was in the wrong neighborhoods at the wrong time. She was in countries that were not going forward at all, Brazil, Russia, India, China, because of corruption, because of socialism, because of social programs, and their economies were at a standstill. And thereby their markets were at a standstill, and that's where she was invested. Now, early this year, we got a buy signal on the emerging markets. Like I say, Stephen's been with me for 5 years here now, in the mouth of two witnesses, right? Yep. He's never seen the old man buy anything in India or in Brazil, you know, until this year, okay? So why? Because there's change coming to those economies. I think there's a real lesson here on how to run a country if you want to be prosperous. And, of course, you can look at your different ways of what makes a country prosperous, but you talk to anybody who lives in Brazil, who has lived in Brazil over the last 5 years, and they will tell you that it has not been prosperity in Brazil. It's been corruption. It's been a cesspool in Brazil, okay? And the app doesn't know that. The app is apolitical. Yeah. It's not Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Tea Party. It's not conservative, you know, it doesn't matter. It just looks at the numbers. And it's been telling me, do not go near Brazil for the last 3-4 years. It's been telling me, do not go near India. Now, I can remember a time before you came to work for me, India was one of the boom towns, man. Huh. Oh my gosh, the Indian stocks were red hot as free enterprise and middle class started to grow in India. And then along, you know, came government and the Gandhi regime and drove it right into the ground. And now they're a country that has a long ways to come back, just like the U.S. did back in 2008, 2009. And Harvard, instead of investing in the U.S. at the bottom, went out and invested in Brazil, Russia, which defies all logic. Now, I think there had to be some kind of agenda myself why she did that. I don't know. Or she just thought that's where the value was. But you can see the results. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And how do you know? Well, look, there's no guarantees. But I have made a big, big effort in first identifying the right neighborhoods in the market through my app. The right countries to be invested in. Last year, how many other countries besides the United States were we invested in?
Zero.
We were one, and the U.S. markets were up 29% last year, and the emerging markets were negative last year, okay? So the app was a pretty doggone good tool in keeping me in the right country. Number two, the best asset classes, okay? It was all about U.S. small caps last year. This year, the action has spread outside of the United States, and we have increased our exposure tremendously. To other countries outside of the U.S. And inside the U.S., we are heavily weighted in the energy patch because that's where the app is telling me to be invested right now. So the app is a wonderful tool, whether you're a professional money manager or whether you're just a day trader or stay-at-home mom investing in a little Roth IRA or whatever. I would feel naked without my Best Stocks Now app every day in the market. Shameless plug, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the App Store. You can go to the Google Play Store. Best way to do it is online.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
And, of course, I apply these principles to my money management practice here at Gunderson Capital Management. The guy you're looking at is the guy who does the trading. The guy you're listening to is the guy who does the trading, who's here every day making the decisions. The guy next to me executes the decisions. And, of course, he's learning along the way. If something were to happen to the old man, I've still got a lot of years left in me. From my mouth to God's ears, right? You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or visit our website at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
The This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.